Part by Iberia's Ports and Rehab, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazon Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indest.
Let's throw in there LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick, Electrical and General Services. Welcome, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. We got a lot to talk about today. We're gonna get into some Drew Brees records. We're gonna talk about some mock draft, top 10 of what we're looking at in the upcoming draft. We've got Jude Duga, the highly successful Louisville softball coach, coming on later. And also, we're gonna have number where are we at 35.
Yes, we are at Trent Sank.
Trent Sank, 35 of my top wrestlers of all time. But most importantly, on the line right now, we've got a young lady who has been breaking necks and cutting checks, man. She goes from basketball immediately to the track, state championship game in basketball, and now signs with the Lady Cajuns in track and field. Marin Barra, how are we doing this morning?
Good. How are y'all?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, too.
Okay, so like I said before, you've been a busy young lady, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, Marin, talk maybe a little bit about your basketball team this year and just the run that you ladies made. And just expound on that a little bit for me, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, this season, ever since the beginning of the season, whenever we had everybody there during, like, the summer practices even, we knew that we were going to have a really good team. Just because we had a lot of ball handlers on the team, which we've never had before, and we even had a good inside in the post this year. So we all knew, like, even Coach Carroll and all of our coaches were just like, this is going to be a good year. I can feel it. And I was like, yeah, I think so, too. So then we end up playing early in the season, and we lose to, like, some 5A schools. Like, I think we only lost four games, and it was, like, to some 5A, like Sulphur and St. Thomas More and all that stuff like that. And so then we just started to play, and it was just like, wow, like, we're really good this year. And it was just fun. Like, we didn't even, like, feel that, like, we were pressured to do anything. It was just, like, fun to play. Like, this was, like, one of my funnest seasons I think I ever had. And then getting into the postseason with the playoffs, it was just like, wow, like, we're doing it. And so it was just relaxing. We had to be relaxed and play well and play our game. And then we ended up meeting Cedar Creek in the semifinals, and they had put us out last year in the quarterfinals. So it was really good to be able to beat them just because they had beat us last year and put us out. So we had the chance to put them out this year, and it was just fun.
So how many seniors did you ladies have on this team?
We had four.
Yeah. So going to be hard to replace, but I do know you have some young ladies that are coming up as well.
Yeah, we have still a junior ball handler, which she's going to be a senior next year. Her name's Bree. And then they have a freshman, Makaya Olivier. She is a really good, like, ball handler. It's, like, crazy. And then she has a little sister who's in seventh grade. Her name's Yvette. And they have both of them sisters. They've been playing ball since they were, like, babies. Like, they were dribbling the ball whenever they were, like, crawling. So
speaking of playing as babies, where did you come up? Did you play biddy ball? What was your first introduction to basketball?
Oh, like, fifth grade.
And was that a biddy league you were a part of? Was it school ball?
It was school.
Okay. And was that at Highland?
Yeah, that was at Highland. I've been at Highland my whole life.
Gotcha. Cool deal. Okay, so moving on. Look, man, Marin, I saw in the newspaper that so you come right out of basketball, and I think I saw 121-plus disc throw. I think I saw a 42-plus shot. You know, I'm an old track guy. Is that PRs for you?
Yeah, those are both my PRs.
Okay, so coming out the chute, you hit those PRs. So I'm assuming that those PRs aren't what you hope to be your PRs come the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Now, what introduced you? Because, you know, one thing for people out there that may not know, the shot and the disc, those are specialized events, especially the disc. I don't know if you're going to agree with me, but the shot, an athlete can get out there and just throw the shot, put the shot, and get away with it because it's not quite as technique involved as the disc. But the disc is extremely technique involved. Who introduced you to those and got you going in those events?
You said who introduced me?
Correct.
Oh, my coach from Highland, whenever I was a freshman, his name is Coach Scotty Williams.
Yeah, Coach Scotty was the football coach a few years back. Yeah, I know Scotty.
Uh-huh, yeah. So he, whenever I was a freshman in high school, I just came in and they were like, that was, I think, the second or maybe the second year that track was involved at Highland, or the third, something like that. And so he was like, I want her to come throw. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this or not, but okay. So then he just told me to come do it. And so ever since then, I've been doing it and I've been loving it. So.
Yeah, that 121 in the disc, that's something. Because I said, for those of you out there, the disc, you get a person out there, probably you're probably like everybody else. The first time you put that disc in your hand, you thought it came out of the back of your hand instead of off of your front index finger.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah. So let's fast forward now. So Cajuns come in. Who was the main recruiter that talked to you from UL?
His name is Coach Terry Hughes. He's the throwing coach over there.
Mm-hmm. And
he recruited me.
Good deal. And so moving on there, are those the two events? Is he going to want you to specialize, or are you going to want to stay in those two events? Are there possibly added events? What's the future for you as far as a Lady Cajun?
I don't know. I think that they're going to, like, teach me, like, the hammer and the weight throw, too.
Gotcha. But which, of course, is different. You don't have that in high school.
No, but this year I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get coached in javelin too, just a little bit, just so that whenever I go to college, I'll be able to, like, say that I've thrown javelin, and if I do it good enough, then they'll let me do javelin too. So I'm getting a little bit in javelin this year.
That was my next question, go ahead and why not teach you to throw the javelin?
We were at that track meet last week, and my friends were throwing javelin, and I went over there, and I was talking to them, and I was just holding the javelin, and I was just, like, fan throwing, and then the javelin coach, the girls' head coach, she's the javelin coach, and she was like, you threw that thing, like, 80 feet just doing nothing, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, and that's one thing about the javelin, either you have it or you don't.
That's what they say.
Yeah, you have to have that shoulder, that flexibility in your shoulders. Because I know I was a quarterback in high school, and they thought I could throw the javelin, and I'd get out there, and I couldn't throw the darn thing. But it was because I'm real tight up in my shoulder area, and you have to be real flexible up there.
Yeah, I play softball too. So, like, they were like, well, I don't know how the softball is going to help with that. But, like, it should be good because in softball you come over the top when you throw anyway. So, mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah.
Well, fabulous. Well, so moving forward, I'm assuming your next goal is state titles in these individual events in track and field.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
you need to start looking getting online and looking at the newspapers. I know as an old track coach, that was something I did. I'd always try to pull up Shreveport, pull up Baton Rouge, find those people in my division just to see out there. Because you never know in your division – how strong it's going to be. Sometimes the stronger ones are in the lower divisions. You never know.
Because for indoor, they have, like, the class 3A, 2A, 1A, and then B and C all in the division. So, and then I had one indoor in Southwest this year. So I was like, well.
Well, good. So you did throw indoor. What was your indoor throw at the state meet?
It was 41 feet and, like, I think, like,
so 41 and change.
It was 41 feet. I'm
yeah,
like
yeah. So you top that with a 42 outdoors. Well, that's fabulous. Well,
yeah.
Well, Marin, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Promise me as we get closer and we get near that state meet, we're going to get you back on and get and pump you back up and get you rolling, because we're proud of you here in New Iberia in the Bayou area, and we are wishing you all the best. We love the Cajuns here, and we love it when our local athletes become raging Cajuns, and so we want to wish you all the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, you take care of yourself. You have a great day at school.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So awesome to be able to talk to young ladies like that. You could just tell she's just bright-eyed and ready to take on the world, man.
Oh, this amazing. Didn't realize she was that good of an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
If you know. But, you know, in that state championship game I did broadcast for the radio station, she, around the bucket, she was dominant force. When she went out the game early in the first quarter due to two fouls, you know, they had to protect her. And when she got back in the game in the third quarter, immediately you could see she could dominate the inside game. She had a soft touch, too.
Yeah, it was either the quarters or the semis, and I was following the game on Twitter. After the first quarter, she was in double digits in rebounds and scoring.
Oh, they couldn't. Now, the Ouachita Christian had four girls at 5'10". She's 5'10", or listed at 5'10". Mm-hmm. And she was dominating underneath. They couldn't move her.
Yeah, so
impressive.
I'm sure we've got a lot of Baras out there and all of her extended family that are extremely proud of this young lady and just fired up to be able to highlight her here on the show, as well as many other young folks that will be, you know, hey. And let's not forget, like she alluded to her teammates earlier, of course, we will always typically highlight those top kids, but man, it's those teammates, it's the cogs in the machine, you know, the worker ants that keep those programs going. Some coaches, I don't know if it's a great term, you call them program kids. Give you an example. A dear friend of mine, Troy Romero's nephew this year, played strong safety for St. Thomas More. And you think St. Thomas More. They've won two or three state championships in a row in football. Of course, they just won four in a row in basketball. You think that every kid that they're putting out there are just these studs. And I know that Troy's nephew, Brent Romero's son, Keanu Romero's grandson. And again, he's a stud, yeah, because he's a heck of a player. But program guy that went into his senior year not sure if he was going to start. Okay, actually thought about not even playing, but ends up playing, ends up starting at strong safety. Even though he's not super fast, he's not super this, not so, you know, works hard in the weight room, does all that, all those things. But those program guys, you need those just as well as you need the Jack Betch.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And the Walker Howard. Okay. And the Marin Barra. You need those kids that are going to sit there and. Really, they may have aspirations to play at the next level, but you know what? It's just not in the cards. And people don't realize. That's why we go out of our way to highlight these young men and young women who do get to the next level. Because let me tell you something, folks, it's hard.
It's special, too. Very special.
Especially these days. Kids are getting trained so early. They're getting top-notch weight room, speed, agility, all those different things. So the pool is getting more and more difficult because everybody's raising the bar. But the cream typically rises to the top.
You're right, and it does.
I got a text. I'm going to go through this real fast. And this is something that I may allude to here and there if somebody ever has a question. So we've got about 3-4 minutes before the break, and we get to Coach Dugas. I got a text last night. They said, Coach, would you please explain to me the difference between nickel and dime coverage in football? And like I said, we got a little spot right here, so I'm going to throw it out there. We're jumping around, but it's really simple. So in football, typically you have the 4-3 defense. What does that add up to? What's 4 plus 3?
7.
Okay. You have the 3-4 defense. What does that add up to?
7.
Then you have the 50 defense, which actually is a 5-2 defense. What does that add up to?
Seven.
Okay, so typically what we're saying is in a typical defense, you have seven guys in the box, meaning you've got either four defensive linemen and three linebackers, okay, or you've got five guys up there, two linebackers in some way, shape, or form. In the 3-4, you got five guys. You basically got five guys in the box, five guys up near the line of scrimmage. Nick, so we know that how many people play defense, Turbo?
11.
11. But I tell you what, you're sharp today, Pat.
I'm ready.
Drank your coffee, ready to go.
Took my vitamin, too.
So, Turbo, what's 11 minus 7?
4.
4. So, on a typical defense, you have four defensive backs. You have two corners and two safeties. All right. Now, nickel defense, all it is, nickel leads you to believe you're speaking of the number five.
Sank.
So all you're doing, you're bringing in, you're basically firing a linebacker, and you're bringing in a defensive back. That's nickel coverage. You're bringing a fifth. Now, what's funny is, nickel coverage is more of a base coverage these days because of the spread offense. The spread offense, nickel becomes base for most of your teams. So then we throw in dime. Now, this is a misnomer. Dime is a misnomer. Because if it was a properly named, they would have come up with another word for six.
Like a six-cent Coke.
Okay, all right. But a sixth defensive back is dime coverage. Okay, so to where you're literally getting rid of two linebackers and you are playing with six defensive backs. That's why it's become so important in college and the NFL to have those hybrid strong safety slash linebacker type guys that can get up there and make hits in the box and make tackles near the line of scrimmage, but also can cover in space. So I think that's pretty well explained.
Yeah, I think five is
nickel
and dime.
Six
is
dime.
More. Yeah.
You know, we get into Tampa coverage and all those different things, you know, maybe at a future date. I also thought about something, maybe talking about personnel packages. And just so if you're listening at home and you don't quite understand some of the jargon that's going back and forth. So if anybody's ever got a question, you can hit me up on Twitter. And I need to get, because I changed my Twitter, it's at Brent Indest, I think, but now I've got it added as Bayou Sports. But I think if you look me up at Brent Indest, that's my Twitter handle. You can text me if you know my number. You can hit me up at BrentIndest@Cox.net if you have a question like that. And even if it's not with football, if I don't know the answer, I'll find out. Got a lot of people I can call. So with that being said, we are going to get Lorville High softball coach Jude Dugay on the phone during the break. And we will be right back right here at Bayou Sports at Kane 107.5.
We're making it easy at Arsenault Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 865-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. Just throwing a little bit in there. I'm going to be changing up Frank's specialty fitness equipment that they're at because it's, as I said yesterday, it's maintenance time for all your fitness equipment out there. So definitely let Frank know. Look him up online, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment. If you need your cables, your monitors, whatever you need on your fitness equipment to get that checked out, get that refurbished. You might not need something new. Just get with Frank and he can fix it for you or set you up with something new. All right, moving on. We just had a wonderful young lady from Highland, Marin Barra, talking about her future with track this year and the Lady Cajuns coming up, a shot, discus, possibly other events. We're going to move on a little northeast to the is it a village still or is it a town? So it's the village. It's officially a village. To the village of Lorville, where we've got a young man that has done a fabulous job with the ladies softball program over the past several years. Jude Dugas. Jude, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh man, we're making it over here, living the dream.
Oh yeah. I hear you.
So, Jude, just for people that may not know you, can you give us just a little brief history of where you've been, where you've come from, and what led you? You know, I know you're an integral part of many of the athletic teams at Lorville, but what led you towards softball?
Well, I'm actually a Lorville High graduate of 2007, so I got the opportunity to come back home and teach science currently, and then, you know, softball, I kind of took it up in 2015, and it just kind of fell into my lap, and you know, it's the rest, as they say, is history. You know, just found a passion for it and been doing it since 2015.
And talk a little bit about since 15, and you know, it's time to toot your own horn, the success, because I don't know if my history is correct, but I think prior to that, you know, Lorville softball wasn't quite where it is now. So maybe talk about the success that y'all have had.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the first 2 years, you would say, oof, man, it was a rough couple years. You know, we had to totally overhaul and change the culture here, you know, from the mentality to the level of commitment. And, you know, it takes some time, but it's starting to show itself, you know, it took a lot of time and effort and energy to get to this point, you know.
Yeah, and of course I witnessed it just, you know, being at Catholic High all those years and just watching your young ladies step up and early on, you know, typically, you know, get waxed and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 and you just we're knocking on the door, and then bam, you get a couple of big wins and I know how important those are for your ladies' confidence, and now it seems that you guys are right there for the district title every year.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we have to teach them how to compete and how to win. You know, like I said, that when you get your teeth kicked in like that, it's kind of discouraging. You know, so we just have to teach them how to compete, teach them how to win, and now they get to the point where they're starting to expect those things. You know, yeah. And it's good from a mentality standpoint.
And of course, the word culture, it wasn't used many years ago, but now it's used because it's and Nick Saban, I think, was a big part of that. He always talked culture. But it can't be stated enough, like you said, about what the kids expect from themselves. You can tell them all they want, but if they don't expect it from themselves, they're not going to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're at a point now where we're a very young team. You know, we're a very talented team, but real young. And so we kind of, I think we started a sophomore, three freshmen, and an eighth grader. You know, and we also have a great group of seniors that kind of take them under their wing and show them the culture and show them how things are done and show them the habits and, you know, the daily ins and outs of what it takes, you know.
Now tell me this. I talked to Rob last week with baseball, and we touched on it a little bit, but also help us to know the feeder program. I do know that Lorville at the younger ages his leaps and bounds has grown with the youth programs and how that's affected your team.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of guys stepping up, you know, from the middle school level, even down into the elementary level, you know, making these teams and giving their time to these girls and, you know, just kind of making sure they're there for them to design practices and get them in these leagues and get them playing ball, you know. And a lot of the dads are starting to get into it, and you see the younger ones starting to get into more competitive weekend ball. So that all ties into it, you know.
Yeah, and of course, baseball, but even more so softball. It's such individualized, you know, the swing, everything, slapping, all the different things. I mean, we've talked to a couple of different softball coaches before, and you know as well as I do, you get one of those baseball players to dig in with one of those fast young ladies pitching, they can't even hit the ball because it's a completely different swing.
Oh, yeah, and it's also a lot closer, too.
Oh, yeah.
from 43 feet, the
ball
gets
hence the different
quick.
Swing because you got to be able to get that bat around so quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, when you're seeing a 60-mile-an-hour fastball from 43 feet, it's on you pretty quick.
And not only that, as we discussed earlier, that sucker's breaking. It's rising. It's not sinking. It's good.
Oh yeah.
It's coming from that different plane.
I tell you what, some of these girls really spin the ball well, man. So that ball gets to moving. You know,
have you taught yourself? Can you throw BP?
I can. Over the years, I've developed a pretty good BP pitch.
Okay.
You know, but it took some time. It takes a lot of reps, a lot of practice.
Oh, people don't understand for a guy to learn to do that. It's just not normal if you haven't done it all your life. It's hard to teach that old dog new tricks.
Absolutely, it sure is. But it takes a lot of time and practice. Eventually, it comes around, you know.
I sat there one afternoon when Coach Swear was – I tried to teach myself to do that. And I just – the ball would tend to go about – 30 feet and hit the ground.
Yeah, that was my first couple of rounds of BP as well.
Oh yeah, and then when you overcompensate, it ends up going over the backstop.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So Jude, maybe before we get to the kids, I know that assistant coaches, sometimes it's parents, sometimes it's people on campus, play an integral part in your success and what you're doing. Maybe give a shout out to some of your assistants that have helped you.
Yeah, well, my two assistant coaches are Katie Beaudoin. She's our pitching coach. She's been with us a long time, and she just does a great job. I mean, she's working, you know, 4 to 5 days a week with our pitchers all the way from the high school level down to even our younger pitchers that's coming up in elementary and junior high with private lessons, you know, and she just does a really, really good job with our pitchers. And then I have Amber LeBlanc, who's been really big for us this year. She's, you know, she stepped in and helped out a lot. She's doing a great job with our girls.
Well, I tell you what, good help is hard to find, and when you can find it, man, you hold on to it like your last dollar.
Absolutely, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Moving on to your girls, so maybe highlight some of your, you know, older players and anybody you want, and I know sometimes it's tough to single kids out, but some of your leaders on this year's team and who's going to need to step up for you to get you to where I know you want to be.
Yeah, well, we have really our whole charge is led by our senior captain, Kate Landry. You know, she's been a 4-year starter for us, had a lot of success, and she just kind of leads the charge on the field. You know, we have a couple young freshman pitchers that's been doing really well, been competing really well in the circle, Alyssa Swallow and Sadie Landry. And then we have a young eighth grader that's really been making some noise, Lexi McClint. She's really been doing a really good job at the plate and in the field for us. So, you know, it's kind of, we're just trying to get them to the point where they start gelling come April, you know.
Well, Jude, it's been a pleasure having you on. I'm going to throw this out at you like I have all our other coaches. If you've got any kind of, you know, fundraiser coming up, any big event, we want to push it for you here on Bayou Sports. So you just shoot me a text. You have my number now. And just say, hey, coach, give us a plug for this. Give us a plug for that. Honestly, if I don't mind you passing my number along to maybe a parent or something, as long as I get a result from games, we're going to spit it out here. And whether it's wins, losses, whatever you want to do. But if I get information, we're going to spit it out. So you let us know, and we're going to support and promote all of our local programs. So just let us know.
Absolutely, man. And don't forget our hit-a-thon is going to be coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, Rob had mentioned that. So why don't you go ahead and explain the details of that.
Yeah, well, it's all of our programs actually hitting, you know, to come out and you know, put on a show.
When you say all, you're talking baseball, softball?
Yeah, baseball, softball combined, and then high school all the way down to the lower levels of
gotcha.
Middle school and elementary. And then also going on, we have a live auction. We've teamed up with an old college professor of mine, Impact Acadiana, and they have some really good auction pieces of sports memorabilia, you know, some Coach Edo autographed LSU gear and some Joe Burrow stuff. I think we have a Ron Guidry Yankees jersey.
Nice.
All kind of good sports memorabilia that's going to be going on at 1 o'clock for the live auction, and we have some good food going on. You know, so.
And I'm certain that'll be at the field. Will it be at the big baseball field down there?
Well, the hitting part is going to go on at our facility. You know,
okay.
We have to operate within the protocols and the capacity limits. So we're going to have the food and the auction across the street at the rec park.
Gotcha. Right across the street from each other. Of course, you take a right there by the school, go all the way down, and that's
correct.
It's going to be on the right and the left. Perfect.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, good deal. Well, everybody get out there and support Lauraville baseball, softball, and that's so awesome. You know, and that's one of the things that I always envied of schools like yours. Now, of course, I had it at Catholic High, but didn't have it at other schools. When you've got all those, the elementary, the middle school, and it's kind of one big umbrella. I know it's separate schools, but you get to work together the way you're going to do for your hit-a-thon.
Absolutely. Great community, man. Great community, very passionate, and everybody shows up and comes together for things like this. So it's great to be a part of.
Good deal, Jude. Well, look, we're going to get you back on the show as things progress during the season, and hopefully you get those ladies, make it a run in the playoffs, and we'll talk again.
That's the plan, Coach. I appreciate you having me. Thank you
okay,
for the
man.
Time.
Enjoyed having you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We go from Marin Barra to Jude Dugas, highlighting great things going on here in the Bayou area. When we come back, got a little mock draft, looking at the projected picks. Talk a little Saints. Saints made a big move yesterday. We know what's going on with Drew. But now, looks like some faith in Jameis. Is there faith in Jameis? They definitely want him back because they signed him. Is he the guy? If you got a question about that, got a comment, 367-1240. We'll be right back right here at Bayou Sports.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day. The cast is back on Friday. Saturday, it's Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. And no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8 with most drinks half-priced.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Road. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Road and enjoy.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
My man, Jake Blanchard, got to throw this out there. There's a chance of hail over the next couple of days with the weather coming.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah. And of course, roofing folks, they stay on top of stuff like that to let people know. 30 years of experience in insurance adjusting, identifying hail damage on roofs. And of course, however you want to look at it, hail damage to a roof, you can turn it into a positive thing.
Yes.
Because, of course, insurance will kick in. And you call L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, at 465-3888. 465-3888. And you can call me, let me know. I can hook you up with Jake. Great supporter of the show. And so if there is some hail and you get some damage, please let me know. Please let them know again. 465-3888. Okay, mock draft. You know, what's the purpose? You know, it gives you something to talk about. Gives us something to talk about right here in Bayou Sports. Okay? So the latest mock draft we're looking at, would strikes me immediately is the lack of defensive players in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, it's just really. And I will say this, but of course I was an offensive coach throughout my career. The two things that I always needed, regardless of what school I was coaching, I needed a crackerjack offensive line coach and a defensive coordinator. Those were the two things. Now, I always had a defensive package that I always ran that I was very involved with, but I needed those two guys. Everything else I could build off of that. So what I'm saying is that even though I was an offensive guy, you know, that whole thing about defense wins championships, I get it. But also, nobody can affect the game in football like somebody with a ball in their hand. And I always felt that way, and it was reinforced by a man that we in South Louisiana have learned to love to hate, by Nick Saban. Because I can remember when they were recruiting Jason Mitchell, a young man that I coached in Abbeville that ended up actually going to Tennessee and played for the Vols. And Will Muschamp was giving me the third degree about how his future linebacker, which not because he ended up going to Tennessee, not LSU, why did I have him playing more running back than linebacker? And Nick jumped in and he said, because nobody can affect the game like a guy with a ball in his hands. Which shut up Will real fast, right? Which I was like, yeah, get it. Yeah, take that.
That was Bum Phillips' thought, drafting George Rogers over Taylor.
Yeah, and probably a bad move back then. Probably should've, a bad move. But again, in the NFL, it changes. It's the quarterback has become more that guy. And again, we've talked about it a dozen times already on the show, and I will allude to it in this list. The lack of importance of the running back in the NFL these days, relative to what it used to be, shows you how good they thought Saquon Barkley was going to be. And the jury's still out. He got hurt.
Okay. Yes.
And running backs get hurt. They get beat up more than anybody in the league. That's why it's such a crapshoot to pay one so much money.
And Bark is a big kid, too.
Oh, yeah. And he's he can catch the ball. He's multifaceted. He is a bigger, better version of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Who we'll talk about in a minute. So, anyway, the Jags with the number one pick. Everybody's saying Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's...
You know, do I think Trevor Lawrence is as sure of a thing as Joe Burrow? No, but I do think that he's a future star in the NFL. But still, I got to go with that. I got to make that statement. I think he is a future star in the NFL.
And the team he plays with, too, that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. You know.
But going with the Jags. Okay, so the Jags evidently have dealt Bridgewater. He's gone. Okay. Well, no, I'm sorry. Bridgewater's with the Panthers.
That's right.
Bridgewater's with the Panthers. Jags need a quarterback, and looks like they're going to go with Lawrence. Now, the guy that has increased his stock as the year went on is the young man Zach Wilson from BYU.
He has.
Now, they're saying the Jets are going to take him. You got Sam Darnold with the Jets. And again, folks, I'm going to apologize immediately because there's guys that do these shows that I'm getting better and better and learning what's going on. I'm assuming Darnold's still with the Jets may not be. I need to get more on top of that. But evidently, if they will go with Zach Wilson, then Sam Darnold, who was just recently drafted, very high, if not one.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, yes.
Okay. Moving down, we got Kyle Pitts, 4, from Florida. I'm sitting there trying to read. So we've got a trade with the Dolphins at 3, and I'm having trouble reading my handwriting, so I'm going to come back to that one. But Kyle Pitts at 4, going to the Dirty Birds, another offensive guy. I'm sorry, Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase
That's
at 3.
That's a defensive end, huh?
No, Jamar Chase.
Oh, the wide receiver from LSU, duh. I'm thinking of the Chase kid at Ohio State. That wasn't there a defensive end at Ohio State? That's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes. Who was rookie of the – if he wasn't rookie of the year.
Case.
Yes.
It was Case, not Chase. Okay.
So, Jamar Chase, via trade with the Dolphins, supposedly going to be looking to go number 3. Kyle Pitts, of course, the great tight end, didn't play against LSU this year, which – Florida got raked over the coals for it because it didn't need him against LSU, and LSU ends up winning the game. You know, Mullen just got killed over that one. We're saving him for the next one. And just the colossal upset against LSU. Hard to believe they were saying a colossal upset, but yeah. LSU, let's face it.
They weren't playing well, you know, up until that game.
Yeah, didn't have a chance. At least we didn't think. You've got a young man named Denai Sewell from Oregon. Offensive lineman from Cincinnati. At five, we got young man going. We got Waddle. Now, remember, who have we not said yet? We haven't said the Heisman Trophy winner yet.
That's right.
Waddle, his teammate, is going to go ahead of him according to this mock draft, going to Philly. Now, everybody thought that when Waddle went down that Alabama's fortunes were going to sink.
And I did, too. Waddle was – he was impressive his freshman, sophomore year.
Oh, yeah, the guy can go. Devontae Smith, the aforementioned Devontae Smith to the Lions at seven. One thing you don't realize, Devontae Smith will be always and forever until – no, so I can't say always and forever until that's not properly stated. The guys, it's hard to expect a lot out of this guy when you see him off the cuff in a T-shirt and shorts. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the most unimpressive-looking cats you'll ever see.
What's over and under on weight, 170?
Yeah, 70, 75.
And he's 6'1".
Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you, this guy just, you would never imagine, if you said this guy's a Heisman Trophy winner, you'd be like, no way. Which is more of a testament to what he's done. And again, so that's why he's the third highest rated guy in the draft. He's not as fast as Chase and Waddle. He's not as big.
He's a sneaky fast.
Yeah.
He's a sneaky fast.
He's a guy that he's got those intangibles. But an NFL coach, an NFL recruiter, an NFL scout, they're only going to go so far with the intangibles. They want to eliminate as many variables as they can. Can he get off of press coverage with the big physical corners in the NFL? I think he will. I think he's going to be a star in the NFL. But you know what? He still might not be as good as Waddle and Chase. We'll see.
Time will tell.
We'll see. I mean, Justin Jefferson was an afterthought at LSU until his junior year.
That's right.
Nobody thought. I mean, this guy was a few votes away from Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
That's right.
So you never know how that game's going to
move. And he's out of Destrehan or Hanville?
Destrehan,
yeah.
Okay. Who we're talking about?
Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson. Definitely Destrehan.
And his brother.
He and his two brothers.
Yes. Okay.
Correct. Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. That's where, going to the Panthers. We'll see. Again, the quarterbacks are always going to go higher because nobody can affect the game in the NFL like the quarterback. It's not even close. If you don't have a good quarterback, it's nearly impossible to win. Every now and then, like Jeff told us the other day when he said Rex Grossman.
Won a Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl. Okay? That just doesn't happen. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you better be able to run the ball and play defense. And still, the game has changed since then. The game has changed. It's not the same as it was in the 80s and 90s. The game has changed.
Yeah.
So Justin Fields, we'll see. We got the quarterback, Trey Lance from North Dakota State, projected to go to Denver at nine. Don't know anything about this guy.
Great program.
FCS, absolutely.
Great program.
People don't realize in North Dakota, you got North Dakota and North Dakota State, who are two huge FCS schools. They're the only game in town, man.
Pretty much.
Okay, there's nothing else going on.
I don't know if there's a million people living in either state.
But those big corn-fed guys up there, that's where they're going to school. That's what they do. That's where they go to school. They pack stadiums, unlike some of the FCS schools. You know, they don't have to fight the LSU down the road or the Cajuns down the road or Louisiana Tech or the two. They don't have to fight those guys.
They're the only game in town.
They're the only game in town.
That's right.
You live 2 hours away, you're going to see them because there's nobody else to go see. They got it. They're packing the stands every week. First projected defensive player at number 10, Caleb Farley, Virginia Tech, cornerback, going to the team that used to be called America's Team. I guess we can still call them America's Team. Can we still call them America's Team?
Sears put that moniker on them. Sears is gone.
I tell you, it's funny how much people hate the Cowboys. I mean, and of course, you either love them or you hate them. But it's that, I won't lie, I'm indifferent. I'm just indifferent. I'm in the very few that's indifferent. I just They don't tick me off. I don't pull for them. I was a Dolphins fan. When you were younger, you couldn't be a Dolphins / Cowboys fan. I did love Roger Staubach growing up. Tony Dorsett made me mad when he changed his name to Tony Dorsett. I just didn't get it. Why do I have to change the way I say this guy's name?
Yeah.
But you know what? Joe Theismann did it.
I was thinking that.
Joe Theismann did it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
did. It in college.
And Notre Dame.
Notre Dame did it.
That's right.
Because instead of Theismann for the Heisman, how about Theismann for the Heisman?
That is correct.
Okay, so, hey, Joe did it. So I guess Tony can do it as well. Mac Jones, who was thought of as a second rounder through the Senior Bowl and everything he's done, his draft status has moved up, up, and up. Now, again, I'm going to throw him within the same pool as his teammate, Devontae Smith. When you look at Mac Jones in T-shirt and shorts, first of all, he doesn't look like he's old enough to drive.
Really?
I mean, this is a baby face.
You see him at the passing academy?
Yes.
Okay.
I figured. This is a little bitty. I'm sorry. He's not a little bitty.
No, he's a big boy.
But
he's tall. He's a
he's lanky. I'm telling you.
You put Tom Brady on the other side?
He's not going to. I tell you, Tom Brady was thicker.
Okay. Now,
but Mac Jones is just not a guy physically that's going to impress you. And in this day where you really would love to have that quarterback that can move around. Again, nobody's going to say that Joe Burrow is a dual-threat quarterback.
No.
But guess what? Now, hopefully when he comes back from this knee, he'll continue. But he is an elusive quarterback. I think the word is elusive that we need to look at. And Mac Jones is not elusive.
No.
And he's not big.
No.
Okay, so they're talking New England Patriots.
Whoa.
So, hey, you just mentioned
Tom
Terrific. So is this the next underachiever? Now, of course, Tom went in the fifth round, so it's not even comparable.
Will Belichick coach another 15 years with Jones?
I'd love to see it. I'm just going to tell you, I would love to see Belichick make a comeback with another guy. I don't know. I love his – even though I was the opposite of him with the media – I always felt like the media was always there to help. I never looked at the media as a hindrance. Of course, now, as a high school coach and a professional coach, that's two different deals. The media, they're always trying to catch you in some type of statement. So,
a Freudian slip.
Exactly. But I always appreciated just the way that Belichick just, he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. You know, he's going to go into that press conference.
Look how he dresses on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. And he's just going to tick people off because he knows he can and he can get away with it. And I don't know. There's a part of me that loves it. The first running back projected at number 30, Najee Harris from Alabama. Again, another Alabama guy. But again, to my point, running backs are not a priority anymore. They're just not.
I think they're like wide receivers. You can find them all over the place. Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's harder to find to my point, it's harder to find those receivers because Jamar Chase is going 3. Waddle's going 6, projected. We got 3 receivers in the top 10. So I'm going to slightly agree but disagree that wide receivers have become more the precious commodity than the running back. That's what's – the game has changed. They have become the that commodity. The guy that can get off press coverage, the guy that can get in space, the guy that they can get the ball out quick to turn that quick screen into a 20-yard, 30-yard, 60-yard touchdown. So, again, first running back at number 30, which is right around where Clyde Edwards-Helaire was taken 32. And I'm going to tell you, Najee Harris is a better overall running back than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. What makes Edwards-Helaire special, we've discussed it before, is his receiving potential, being able to line up out there as the widest guy and still be able to run routes and do some great things.
But it's like trying to tackle a fire plug.
Yeah, I know. He's something.
He's strong.
So you got 13 defenders out of 32, way less than half. But I think the thing that jumps out at me the most is most all of those 13 come after number 10. So we'll see that trend. We'll see if it continues to go in that direction in late April when the actual draft is. But I'm going to keep this list, and we're going to see how that changes as things come, and we're going to be looking closer and closer at the draft.
Did they mention who the Saints might pick in this? They were picking 27th, 28th?
Yeah, I didn't get down that far because I figured that never happens anyway.
I've seen those cornerback. I've seen a cornerback. I've seen a safety. I've seen.
And we'll talk more about what the need is for the Saints moving forward now that they've gotten rid of a lot of guys, you know, to make salary cap space.
And one I saw late last night, early this morning, was Trey Hendrickson signed with Cincinnati. 4 years, $60 million.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a little Saints. We're going to talk Jameis Winston. We're going to talk a little Drew Brees. And we're going to be back with number 35 in our top wrestlers. My top wrestling.
Trent Sank.
Of all time. Trent Sank. We'll be right back. 367-1240. Kane1240.com. Right here on Bayou Sports.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day. The cast is back on Friday. Saturday, it's Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks half-priced.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menvale Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvale and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvale Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay. One last segment right here on Bayou Sports. Before we get to 35.
Trent Sank.
Jameis Winston, $12 million, 1 year. a lot of folks on social media taking this as that's who Sean Payton's going to go with. I disagree. I'm not saying he won't. We're going to have to wait until after the draft to really see which direction the Saints are going. Are they going to go Taysom Hill? Are they going to go Jameis Winston? Are they going to go into the summer and figure it out? Who's the best guy? Are they going to let him? You know, I know from Peyton's standpoint, in the back of his head, he knows who he wants to be his guy, who the guy is. I know there's a lot of Jameis. You know, first of all, the guy, it's tough to give him a fair shake when he's coming from the Bucks. You know, it's a team you love to hate. A guy that's always been a little brash relative to his success. And a guy that turns the ball over. That's his problem. Let's face it. He turns the ball. You can't give the ball to the other team. If you're going to really talk elite quarterbacks, and boy, I know you don't want to speak ill of the dead or of the retired. But you know, Drew Brees, that's one of the things Drew tend to turn the ball over in not only he just tend to turn it over in some big situations. I know overall he took care of the ball, but there were some big situations where in big games where Drew turned the ball over. You got to take care of the ball. The great ones, the true that you know, the elite. They take care of the ball. They know that you can't turn the ball over in big games. With that being said, we're going to go back to the positives of Drew. These are some records, some obvious, some not so obvious. We've talked about the 80,000. You know, we've talked about which is the most overall. We've talked about the 251, I believe, touchdown passes, which is second. Of course, he was going back and forth with Tom Terrific relative to that record and when he busted his ribs and everything in his shoulder. That went away. Most games in the history of the NFL with 300-plus yards, 123. Most consecutive 20-plus TD pass seasons, 17. 5,000-plus yards, 5 times.
And it's only and nobody else has done it more than once.
Yep. I'm going to trust you on that one. I don't know if that's a fact, but
as of this year.
Okay, I'm going to trust you on that one. Fastest to ever reach 70,000 yards. All-time completions record at 7,142. All-time career leaders we've discussed 80,358 yards. Most consecutive games with 20 plus completions 57. Most games with 400-plus yards at 16, and most consecutive seasons with 4,000-plus yards at 12. Whew, hard to deny.
I'm trying to think. Remember when he lost the touchdown passes in a game consecutive? I think it was against the Falcons years ago. But did somebody break that? I can't recall. It seemed like somebody was close to breaking it.
Yeah, I do not know.
He threw, 54 consecutive games a touchdown pass of breaking Johnny Hughes' mark of 47.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody.
Did it with a bunch of different receivers, a bunch of different offensive linemen, bunch of different running backs, different offensive coordinators. But I will say this, the relationship between he and Sean Payton cannot be underestimated, undervalued. Even though it was a rocky relationship, as we found out in the end, it's the Tom Brady / Belichick. When you can pair that coach with that player, it's a tough combination when they both know what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, Brees had the interview with NBC yesterday, and he talked about when he signed with the Saints, Sean Payton was driving he and his wife around the city after Katrina, 6 months after Katrina, and Sean took a wrong turn and went into one of the really bad areas in New Orleans.
Where yeah, probably Ninth Ward or something like that.
Yeah, around the 17th Street Canal, all up in there. Anyway, and he and his wife turned to each other and said, this is where we need to be.
Yep, yep. Kind of like God had called him.
That's right.
You know, right there. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said, hey, Drew, why don't you come over to New Orleans, man? Come hang out in the parish.
I hear you.
I love my Shalmatian buddies,
man. I hear you.
I love me some Shalmatian. St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Okay. Number 35 in the house, the Road Warriors. Arguably the greatest tag team in the history of wrestling. Now, these guys patterned themselves after the original Road Warrior, Mel Gibson.
That's true.
After the movie.
Yes.
Except these guys were jacked up. So, you know, there was that transition in wrestling when you had the Abdullah the Butchers and the Grizzly Smiths and the Dick Murdochs and the Killer Carl Coxes, Ernie Ladd. None of these guys were jacked up. You with me?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, boy, you slowly but surely, you had these guys that got into weightlifting. You know, Ric Flair got heavy into weightlifting. Of course, later on, Hulk Hogan, Lex Luger. Tony Atlas is one of the first guys I remember at Mid-South. He bench pressed 700 pounds, I remember, on Mid-South. They put it on the bar right there in the middle of the ring. But the Road Warriors, these dudes were jacked up. And of course, this was in the... First of all, there wasn't any drug testing going on in wrestling, all right? So I'm pretty sure the steroid use abuse was pretty rampant. I mean, if they were using it in baseball, you think they were using it in wrestling?
Oh, back in the 60s.
And look, folks, not many wrestlers have lived long lives relative to not only the abuse that their bodies took, okay, but the things that they put in those bodies.
That's right.
What I loved most, what jacks them up in my list, their signature move, the Doomsday Device. Now, you got to try to picture this. I think I can explain it pretty well. So, you got Hawk and Animal. All right, so I might get this backwards, but I believe it was Hawk. I'm sorry, I believe it was Animal. So he gets the opposing wrestler on his shoulders. All right? So he's got the opposing wrestler. He beats him, pummels him to where he literally gets underneath him, and just like you would in a swimming pool, whatever, he's got the guy on his shoulders. I know it's a little far-fetched, but hey, it's wrestling. Walks toward Hawk, who is sitting standing on top of the corner turnbuckle. You with me?
Yes.
And as he approaches that corner turnbuckle, Hawk leaps through the air. Now, I'm telling you, YouTube it, folks. This guy is suspended 10 feet in the air, and he clotheslines the opposing wrestler while he is on top, on the shoulders of his tag team partner. Now, I'm telling you right now, call it what you want, but somebody is getting up bruised and beat up. The Doomsday Device. I mean, how good is that?
I remember that move.
Just that move right there. I mean, I was watching a bunch of them on YouTube last night, and it's just like, man, that was so awesome. But what's funny is you can't replicate. Anybody that could replicate that one, I want to see it, because most of these moves, hey, the bear hug, the full Nelson we talked about with Ken Patera, that was all stuff you could try in your backyard. Might hurt somebody, but you could try it. This one, man, you got to have some props. But along with that, you know, these guys had to teach themselves how to fall. Okay? Falling is an art. Ask Chevy Chase. for you Saturday Night Live 1970s aficionados.
That's right.
He was the greatest faller of all time. So we'll move on tomorrow. I've got Eric Hike.
That's right.
He'll be in. We'll be highlighting some different things with the Cajuns, talk a little more about a young lady, Marin Barra, moving on to the Cajuns. I've got a gentleman that I've talked to about. I don't want to plug it yet because I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a confirmation of former Iberia Parish great. I'll work on that as the day moves on. If not, we'll still have a great lineup and a great show tomorrow. We're getting down into the meat of softball and baseball, not only at the high school level, but also at the collegiate level. Getting closer to the draft in football. NCAA tournament. We're going to get the bracket in here. We're going to look at the bracket again. LSU fan or not, I think it's a conspiracy, and it's not against LSU. It's Will Wade. I don't think the powers that be want Will Wade to advance very far in the tournament. Really don't believe so. Will Wade right now is bad for the NCAA.
It's creating some issues.
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. With that being said, it's a pleasure always to visit with the folks in the Bayou area. And on behalf of Iberia Sports and Rehab, Louisiana Sports Care, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Remember, if you need some maintenance on your equipment, let Frank know. Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, and reminding everyone that if we do get some hail coming up, just call Jake and his people at 465-3888 if you get a little damage to your roof. And last but not least, Grittick Electrical and General Services with my friend Jonas Hebert. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow on Bayou Sports right here at KANE 107.5.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.